There's obviously an element of desperation, and most likely there will be political mileage which they think they can make from those kinds of threats. But the Kimberley process is a process that depends on consensus. And there was consensus that Zimbabwe was not fit for selling of diamonds, and that's why Zimbabwe agreed to be suspended. And it was suspended from selling its diamonds, and only one sale was done by agreement of all the parties. And the lifting of the suspension was discussed in Israel at this last meeting, and there was no consensus, and so the suspension was not lifted. So you don't know what their lawyers have advised them for them to start threatening to sue the government of Israel and the chair. In order for them to do that, they would have to go to Israel to sue the chairperson. But it's anyone's guess how they would succeed to sue the government of Israel in its own country over a voluntary international process, which is the Kimberley process.